So we have conducted 14,000, more than 14,200 strikes against ISIL in both Iraq and Syria over the last 2 years, and we just passed the two-year mark for this campaign. We've conducted more than 9,400 strikes in Iraq and more than 4,700 strikes in Syria.
How do you assess the status of the Islamic State group?
Well, the Islamic State, that, as we have seen in Iraq and Syria, is weakened by our strikes, and it plays out on the ground. Where we see the evidence of this is in the success of our partnered forces on the ground. So, as you know, we're partnered with the Iraqi security forces in Iraq and with the Syrian Democratic Forces and other counter-ISIL groups in Syria. And we see them continuing to have progress in the attacks. We're having progress in both the Euphrates River Valley and the Tigris River Valley in Iraq, moving towards that eventual ground assault against Mosul, which is the second largest city in Iraq.
When are we going to see that big assault in Mosul that the Iraqi forces and, of course, the partners are planning?
We have some work to do to prepare for that operation. We're turning bases in Iraq into what we call life support areas, where the Iraqi forces that are going to conduct those assaults will come in, they will live, and they will train, and we'll provide them equipment, and they will rehearse for the operation before they go. That will take a while. The prime minister has said he wants to seize Mosul by the end of the year. And we as the coalition are going to do everything we can to help make that come true.
Colonel Christopher Garver, former spokesman for Operation Inherent Resolve. J.J. Green, WTOP News.